ABC Radio Australia.
Newly released emails have revealed that the United States was alarmed by the news that China and Solomon Islands had penned a security pact. The two countries signed a wide-ranging security deal in April that opens the possibility for Beijing to send police and military forces to the Pacific nation. The internal emails obtained by Al Jazeera show messages from the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency describing the news as troubling. ABC's Edwina Seselja has been watching this unfold and spoke with our reporter Jordan Fennell.
Back then, the US expressed a lot of concern about this draft agreement and what it might look like if it was signed. There was a lot of concern that something like this might pave the way for a military presence in the region. And that kind of concern was also echoed by other Western allies like Australia and New Zealand. And just last week, Foreign Minister Penny Wong, who was in Honiara on Friday, spoke about how Australia's view still remains that the Pacific family should be responsible for security in the region and that the Pacific family was more than capable of providing that.
And what did the US officials have to say once the deal was officially signed and all the proper agreements that they'd come to were revealed to everyone?
Well, once that deal had been signed and the news came out, the White House did come out and say, you know, it was very concerned. And it was the lack of transparency and the unspecified nature of the pact that was of most concern. And I think we see that sort of echoed or mirrored in the internal emails that were revealed through the Freedom of Information request from Al Jazeera. And the words used in these emails were, you know, not intended to be published, but they do speak to the discomfort within that US department. And they use words like very troubling and very unfortunate. I think at one point an official just says, yikes. So it really does speak to the discomfort around this deal.
And how does this US response play into all those other reactions that we've seen to this issue from other countries?
I think we've really seen countries around the region sort of take note and we've seen a number of diplomatic delegations making their way to the Pacific and to Honiara in particular. Just last week, as I mentioned, Penny Wong was there, and the security deal was something that they touched on, as well as health diplomacy and aid and things like that. So we're seeing a lot of diplomatic visits and attention given to this region at the moment, because I guess this deal has heightened everyone's awareness of different relationships and alliances within the Pacific, and Pacific nations and Solomon Islands in particular have really reiterated that, you know, they are friends to all, enemies to none. So I guess it does feel like there's a little bit of a competition of who can be the closest friend in the region.